Right now, the live look at LAX, one of the nation's largest airports, amid a very busy travel season.
Many Americans boarding a plane for the first time in more than a year, and it's showing. Not only have we seen long lines and unruly passengers, the sudden surge in travel is overwhelming major airlines at an alarming pace.
Both severe weather and on top of that, staffing shortages, all that's combined, and that's caused hundreds of cancellations just over the past few days. American Airlines, for example, delayed more than 1,000 flights yesterday and nearly 500 today. Janelle Ford live tonight at the airport there in Atlanta. Another busy airport, to say the least. Janelle, what's the latest?
Well, Rob and Marnie, airlines are trying to get staffed as quickly as possible, but until they do, we're going to continue to see these disruptions. This is an industry that for the past 15 months has really struggled through this pandemic. So the surge in passengers is a welcoming sight, but in order to truly capitalize off of it, they've got to have the manpower to operate.
From check-in to checkpoint and on board, air travel on a fast track to pre-pandemic levels. Airlines are struggling to keep up.
So they're still like going by the guidelines of like we're just trying to crawl into it, but the thing that's happening is people are running into it.
Delta Airlines responding to that sprint today, announcing a massive hiring push. The company saying, quote, as we shift gears towards recovery, we know we need reinforcements to help us serve our customers this summer. We're excited to add more talented professionals to the Delta family. The move following a turbulent weekend for American Airlines customers, the carrier canceling hundreds of flights due to staffing shortages, ranging from ground services to the cockpit.
A year ago, we were flying and we were canceling flights because we didn't have enough passengers. It's hard to believe that a year later we're canceling flights because we don't have enough pilots.
The airline says it plans to cancel about 80 more flights per day through mid-July as a result.
What's the holdup of getting these pilots, especially the ones who were furloughed, back in the cockpit?
What's the holdup? They can't fit them into the training schedule. And when they do, it takes another pilot out of that training schedule.
The ripple effects, frustrating already anxious travelers.
Hopefully they'll cancel my flight next week.
Now, if you want to look on the bright side of this, if you're a pilot, flight attendant, really anyone with any experience in the airline industry and looking for a job, the demand is there. They are hiring, and I've heard they've got some pretty good benefits. So, Marnie, depending on who you ask, free flights might be worth dealing with those unruly passengers.
Yeah, definitely a perk. We'll see if the incentives help. It's a headache for so many. Janelle, thank you.